The Burt Show.
So what do they say? Like, New Year's resolutions, on average, last, what, 3 weeks?
Oh, not even. I think it's like 2 or 3 days.
Is it really?
Usually, and people break them.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are all stoked to be in the gym. So you go on over to Crunch or whatever, and you get your membership. You put your money down, and then you go and you work out Monday, and you're busting your ass. And I mean, the place is full. Every piece of equipment has people on it. Then by Thursday, the gym is yours.
Right. There's a little plaza near our house. And there's a couple things in there, among them a Chinese Thai restaurant that Jessica and I love, and a yoga studio. So I was on my way over there the other night. You guys want to guess where I was going?
I'm guessing you weren't going to the hot yoga class?
No, but I was, so I was on my way over there the other night to pick up some takeaway dinner, and the parking lot was jammed. Like, I'd never seen it like that. And the only thing I could, and there's never anyone in this little Chinese food restaurant, ever. And I'm like, they must be having, like, their, you know, part, like, eat for free, free fried rice or something. Like, what? And I go in, and it's still deserted. I couldn't figure it out. And then my walking out with, you've ordered too much Chinese food when the two of you get 4 sets of chopsticks. But I'm walking out with my big plastic bags of Chinese food, and I get run over by 30 people all with their mats,
right,
5 minutes late for class. Packed. Like, that must have been, people must have been farting right on other people's heads in that yoga studio.
Oh my God.
Go back in 2 days and it won't be like
I
that.
I know. Yeah.
Like, walk in front of the Forum today or the LA Fitness over at Tower Place, take a picture, and the place will be packed. Mm-hmm. And then in a couple of days, it's going to look totally different.
Like a before and after.
A before and after. Is diets there, usually, you start them now, and within 2 weeks, you're back to the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different for us also. But we're going to try to challenge ourselves with some Burt Show New Year's resolutions. These are not our personal ones. These are ones we're going to try to brainstorm for ourselves to make us a better show and see how long we can actually go with our resolutions.
Well, that's when I brought it up yesterday, mine was just to see how long it would take us to fail. Because the original one that I
tend to set the bar a little bit higher.
The one that I originally thought
of. It's not going to last 2 weeks, too. It's not going to take us 2 weeks to fail.
Like one show.
Yeah.
The one that I had thought of was that Monday, we would start these Monday at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Like, or 5:30 when the show starts. And off the air, we have different conversations that we do on the air. And all of us, I think, have pretty, we have potty mouth. Like, we cuss. And it really is a miracle that we are able to recognize when the red light's on and we're not supposed to cuss.
Because it really is like a light switch going on and
it
off,
does.
Man. It's
weird.
We cuss a lot. Off the air, in between the commercial, mm-hmm. While commercials are playing or music
makes it
or whatever.
More emphatic, when you're telling a story.
Right.
So I propose that we kind of, the five of us, make a family resolution Monday starting at 5:30 to see how long we could go without cussing.
Okay.
I don't think that one's going to be a problem. I have to be honest with you.
Dude, by 7 a.m., by 6:30.
I think the one that, because there's cussing and then there's suggestive language. And I think they can be two different things. I think the suggestive language off air, that the stories we tell.
7 a.m.
That is going to be harder.
I agree with that one.
That would be harder.
Yes.
You're right.
That's going to last 2 minutes.
Yeah. That
but
won't last.
Cussing, I'm guessing we could get through a week.
No way.
I think a week.
Yeah. I'm
then,
I don't think
somebody
so.
Will mess it up.
Who would be the biggest offender of cussing? Because we're all on a...
Probably, I think I would be.
Think Hobby?
Mm-hmm.
Or you, Jeff.
Jeff is the suggestive. You're the suggestive one.
Yeah, I think suggestive sexual guy or creepy sexual guy.
Creepy sexual dude. That's you, Jeff.
I'm creatively pervy. Jen's just crass.
I was thinking, somebody mentioned the paper wad thing yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
you
a good one.
Yeah. Because you have been trying to put Wendy's eye out for about the last year and a
well,
half.
He does. So I get a new one in the face every day.
It's only fun because Wendy can't
suggestive.
Throw back.
Dang it.
She can't throw. She's got zero aim. So it's like so a war matter. That I know I can never lose.
See, I think we've got to ban paper wads.
But here's the deal. So... Somebody,
it's like a little kid like face.
Yeah.
Kind of,
I don't like that.
Does anybody have just got taken away.
Does somebody have a pen that works? Because I can't write these down because my pen's not working. But so we have suggestive language.
Is that one of the green pens?
Yeah, they suck, don't they?
Every single one of them.
God bless you.
I'm ten words into it and I can't write a thing.
Yeah, there was 12 of them in here yesterday. I'm going to call them out, too.
It's Empire Tickets.
They gave us 20 pens and none of them work.
Huh.
But they're pretty.
It's a recession. They could buy pens. They just couldn't put ink in them.
We will thank you for them, though, because we'll use them as a fork because we don't have forks around.
Right.
Okay, so we have cussing, suggestive language, and then no paper wads. Because the way it's going to go down is we're going to forget.
Yes.
So what's going to happen is, Bert, you're going to tear out a page out of the schedule and not even think and crumple it up and throw it, and it's done. It's going to be 8
Ooh,
o'clock
I've
on
got
Monday.
I've got another one.
Today is going to be hell for you. I want you to know.
Oh, it doesn't start today?
No, Monday.
Yeah. Monday.
Dang
Monday.
It. I thought I got a break.
And if we don't if there's not a reminder of this at 5:35 on Monday morning, it'll be over by 6.
That's true. What about getting back in the studio before the break starts?
Oh, I won't make it.
Depends on how many spots we've got going on, but when we run down to go to the bathroom or get coffee or whatever it is, it's hard to get back in here on time.
See, you guys have 3 minutes really isn't 3 minutes. It's more like 30 seconds.
Yeah. And I'll be like the biggest violator of that and the cussing, because they go hand in hand, because every time Bert says, hey, Bert, show back in 60 seconds, that's when you hear an expletive out of my mouth down the hall, because I'm trying to make it back.
Scurrying from the bathroom. But I think that should be one.
What's that?
Back in the studio before the mics come on.
Before the mics go on. How about starting the meetings at 10:30? Like, we all have to be in the office at 10:30.
At 10:30. That's good.
Okay. Well, that's going to be gone by Monday at 10:30.
Yeah.
It could.
No, it will. We can do it.
I mean, the quicker we get in there, the quicker we can get out of here. That one's going to be a stretch for me.
And how are we doing this? Are we reminding each other? So, like, is somebody at 10:20 going to poke their head in Bert's office or whoever's guilty
of it? No, we can't do that.
I mean, we can go over the list during the show on Monday, but you got to remember it.
You don't have to call or email me and say, why don't one of the resolutions be that you say if you're going to do something at 6:45, you actually do it. I'm not capable of it. That's like asking me to be tall. And I can't do that this year, so.
I was thinking of one where we would all raise our hands and not talk over each other, but there's no way we can.
That's not possible either.
Even one break without that.
We've tried that before, and then it just becomes, it's like a library in here. Let's really focus on it today, and then I'll say something and look around, and
nobody
said
has anything to say.
And
then one person's like.
That's a boring show. Is that it? Does that cover all the ones that we want to?
I think so.
What about one where Melissa just doesn't talk, like outside of news?
That's really nice.
Is that a good one?
Aren't you glad he's back?
I know.
You want to call over to corporate? Hey, are you sure?
Recheck the fine print. Good morning, Q100.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I was going to suggest that what you guys could do to really make this work is to have a jar, and anyone that violates it, put a dollar in the jar. And whoever does not violate it the most at the end of the month, they get what's in the jar.
Well, first of all, I violate that because I'm too cheap. I'm not going to put a dollar in here for them.
Do you have any idea how hard Jeff Dollar has fought for every last
dollar that I've got?
You are not giving it back.
I think it's a good idea. I like her idea.
What about like a quarter?
We could do.
Melissa's more like, how about a peso?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a new.
How about a paper wad?
Anybody have a lira?
I got a new contract. How about 100 each time?
Wow. Okay.
You're in, man.
How about just you?
That's just a rule for you.
All right. So they are no cussing come Monday morning.
Mm-hmm. No suggestive language.
All right. The meetings start at 10:30. We're all in office at 10:30.
No paper wads.
No paper wads. And we all get back in studio before the mics come on.
Okay.
Now, don't do before the mics come on, because Bert will, the minute you walk out, he'll just turn the mics on.
Oh, well, don't do that. But you know what I'm saying.
At the end of the commercials. Yeah. Okay. Let's see how long we can last.
Okay.
Be done by 7:15 on Monday. The Bert Show.